me, I like football. There's a lot of things around. When you line them up together, the footy wins hands down.
All right, balls to the wallers. It's been a huge week in the competition, starting from last Friday night where the commission set some rules and then got grumpy because people followed them. More to hear about that in the news section. And then this week, the commission has made some new rules, which no one really understood, but we had to follow them anyway. But then we didn't because the commission changed his mind. Well, I'm a bit confused about what I'm allowed to do or not do. But anyway, on with the show. In the meantime, we've had COVID strike Eagles, COVID strike the Dockers, and some people, when the teams are announced on Saturday afternoon, might find themselves in a fair bit of bother. But thanks to the new rules, the old rules, somebody's rules, they won't be able to replace them. Anyway, enough of that. On with the news and the preview. Let's get cracking. Alrighty, folks, here we come to the news that's important and relevant to the Balls to the Wall League. And this week, making a special comeback, he obviously wasn't happy with Star's effort last week, so Pony's come back to join us. Pony, how are you, mate?
Very good. Been a full day of arguing.
A full day of robust conversation.
That's it.
Excellent done. I spent the whole day at the cricket, so fantastic there by WA, hopefully bringing home the shield.
Come on.
Be awesome.
Dirty Bics.
That's it. And yeah, that's all good. So news this week in the Balls to the Wall. We've had last week, we did have a change to the free agency lockout, thanks to the commish making a decision as part of the, with in consultation with the secret rules group. Extending the free agency to, I don't know when it was, but sometime later in the evening past the regular lockout, and caused a bit of controversy, apparently, Pony.
Yes.
Caused a bit of a stir.
There was a ruckus in the chat. People for, people against.
So, yes. So, just as an aside, if you send a message out saying that the free agency is open till 6:30, you really can't be getting grumpy for people to be using the free agency up until 6:30. I mean, that's pretty simple and logical, if you ask me.
I think there was fingers pointed that you might have found a loophole.
What loophole? The message came out, free agency is open till 6:30. That's all it said. So where's the loophole in that? Can someone explain to me the loophole? There is no loop in that. It just says everything is open till 6:30.
I think the commish took it as I'm extending it for an hour for Eagles players to
did
be...
Did the commissioner communicate that to the people? Or did he just say the free agency is open till 6:30?
Well, you didn't get punished, so I don't think he felt that he had enough evidence.
What evidence? He sent a message out, which I reposted in the chat when people accused me of cheating. I reposted the exact message for everyone to see. Free agency is open till 6:30. So, I don't know. You can be grumpy all you like, I reckon, but if you send a message out saying it's open till 6:30, it's open till 6:30. That's what I reckon.
And then what happened today when he tried to do the rules?
Well, this is the thing. The commissioner's got no courage of his convictions. If he wants to open it till whatever and puts, I don't know, whatever he was with Eagles and Dockers and whatever that was, and that's what he does. You don't change it because people whinge at you. Good Lord. Show a bit of backbone, I say.
Yeah, but Vipers is really going at him.
Well, tell Vipers to fuck off. Who cares? If you're the commish, be a commish. You can't commish by committee. That's not what you're there for. Be a commissioner. You got the power. Use it. Jeez. Like I said in the chat, nothing erodes confidence in a leader than waffling and flip-flopping, you know? Now what are we going to do? We're going to make a rule that, you know, 3 o'clock, someone's going to do something, and then at 5 o'clock, it's going to change again. Who's got any confidence in what's going to happen in this league anymore when the alert notice goes up in the chat? Who's going to have any confidence in what's going on?
Do we need Vipers as commish? Would that
I think we need confidence? I think he needs to be the vice commish. You know,
patrolling decisions.
That's it. So, you know, he's going to make a decision. Then he's not going to make a decision. I mean, you know, make one. Stick to it. Tell everyone else to bugger off.
But his Vipers in the rules chat.
Well, he's not in the secret rules chat, so I don't really know if he's, you know, how he gets in that. If there's some sort of ring you get out of your cereal packet that you got to use to get in there or not, I'm not really sure. But because I don't even know who's in the secret rules group. But you know, funny things happen. You know, after these announcements get made, you can obviously the secret rules committee gets together and makes these little rules up and see. What I think happened last week, this secret rules group got together. They've made a decision that only Eagles and Dockers and can only get moved. But that's what the secret rules group decided, whoever might be in that chat. But then what was communicated to the wider world was the free agency's open. So that's where, you know, you've got to be clear-headed, you've got to be concise, and you've got to stick to your guns. If that's what you want to do, if you want to stuff open till 6 o'clock on, I don't know, Saturday or whatever it was for Eagles and Dockers and put conditions on it, well, put conditions on it. But do it. Don't waffle because someone wrote some words in a chat. Jeez, man up, I say.
Anyway, enough said. Enough said.
Rant over.
Where are we?
Anyway. All right. Next up, what have we got? Free agents and restricted free agents.
Now, bit of movement.
Bit of movement. And, oh, well, hang on. No, first, we probably should do the trades first.
Yeah, but what happened first, the chicken or the egg?
Oh, well, this is the thing. What do we sell? We sell an RFA spot. They traded an RFA spot or something, didn't they?
Yeah, kind of, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, we'll do the trade.
Do the trade. So where is the trade? Oh, I have to scroll back up the top here. All transactions, trades. All right, so Merca initiated and traded Devin Robertson for, lo and behold, guess who it is? Charlie Curnow.
And key forward.
Key forward. Oh, my God, what a surprise.
And
what do you think of that trade?
Well, it's interesting because he dropped Charlie Curnow before the round that just ended as well. So he's dropped the guy, and then he's traded for the guy.
Speaking of dropped, Labuschagne just didn't get dropped and got caught.
Was he on his way to 200?
He was on his way to 200, but he's now not getting 200.
Well,
he's getting out. Anyway, so yeah, so he's dropped him and then traded to get him back in.
Unbelievable.
So yes, a bit dodgy, but and I don't know if you call that clever or not by Merca.
And what do you think of the Robertson suites for disposable?
Look, one day he might be a very good player, but I doubt he'll get held, and so he's basically giving him up for nothing. You'd almost, you know, that's almost in Indian bookmaker territory there, really, isn't it?
It's interesting because, yeah, so Robertson was dropped by disposables when the keepers were announced before this season, so he's gone and reacquired him.
Mm.
But yeah, is he in Brisbane's best 22? He's probably just outside it at the moment. So yep. is he gonna have the guts to hold all season?
I don't think so. But we'll see what happens. So what have we got next? We've got restricted free agents.
Yep. So that just probably covering off the other part of kind of that trade. So disposables picked up at RFA 1 Curno, and he dropped Cockatoo.
Nakia Cockatoo, correct. So just before that, going back one spot further, Team Awesome, don't hit the
Oh, yes.
Don't hit the delete button, all right? Do not hit that delete button because that gets rid of your player and no one can put that player back. So public service announcement number one for this body, don't hit that reverse button, the rubbish bin button. Rubbish bin button puts the player in the rubbish bin and you can't have them anymore.
And Slip ain't going to fix it for you.
No, Slip can't fix it. So, yeah, anyway, so don't hit that button, people. So, yeah, Nakai Cockatoo gone. Disposables picked up Charlie Kurno, and we know where that ended up.
Yep.
RFA number two. Cameron Zerha disappears for me, and Brad Close jumps in.
Yeah, so Zerha was the man off the supposed loophole.
There's no loophole. When one line comes out and it says free agency is open till 6:30, then there's nothing to loop. There's no hole to be looped. It just says free agency is open till 6:30. There's no looping. There's no holing.
Who got more, Zerha or the other guy that you dropped? I forgot who it was.
I don't know. I think they were within about 2 points of each other anyway. So Rao got, I don't know, 72. I think Zerha got 77.
Yeah, pretty close, weren't they?
But Powell got 76 and played in the end. So didn't make any difference.
Brad Close been averaging 90, so nice little pickup. But we'll have to see after a few rounds how that actually looks.
Yeah, well, he added a few tackles last week, so hopefully he can keep doing that. And they'll be good.
I think what you'll see this round though is Maynard will go to him and absolutely lock him down. So
I'm pretty sure if there's anyone being locked down at Cats, it's not Brad Close. So to cover up the rampy gaff, Team Awesome has picked up Luke Foley.
Yeah, so solid pickup. Foley's been good the first two games, and with Eagles out, you'd expect he continues on his merry way.
That's it. And your good self has banked a lot on the 125 from a 9-game player to pick up Jake Bowie.
Yeah, he is an ugly man.
He's not the prettiest looking fellow.
So he's landed at the right team. And yep. I've got to say, I did like Bowie on my pre-draft kind of hit list, but disposables got him a little bit before I was going to look at him. And then was surprised when he dropped him. Obviously, he didn't want to nibble after the 38, but hey, if the ceiling can be as high as 125 every now and then, I'll have a look at him as a D6.
Well, there you go.
And Redman was solid enough. I don't think he'll be solid, but yeah, he was just the collateral.
Yep. And then Merker gets rid of a key defender to pick up a halfback flanker?
I think he's been having kind of more of that Lawson role.
Yep.
To start the season. So what's he kind of getting those third man kind of marks? Third man up.
Yep. The intercept sort of deal. So, yeah, interesting.
Look, Wiedering will end up on another team because Stars loved owning him last season. So, both handy players.
Yep. So, next up, oh my God, who would have thunk it? Michael Walters is on the scrap heap. Someone's number one pick in the draft. And that is only, what round are we in?
Round three? Just started round three. Two rounds.
Who had round three in the pool? I don't know. But they've got to pay out because Michael Walters is Gonski.
Yes. So, yeah, he's going to be hard to top in terms of the earliest drop player
out of the draft. He may not be the worst pick, though. There could be one earlier that's worse.
Interesting.
So,
interesting. Is that for another time?
Yeah, we'll do that for another time. Just everyone remember that. And he's got in that, so he's got one inconsistent low-scoring player for another inconsistent low-scoring player in Liam Ryan, who I believe, did I read somewhere, read it coming home from the cricket today, that he's a COVID contact? Or is that somebody else?
I think Duggan and Willy Rioli.
Duggan. Oh, that's going to fuck up one of my teams. Hang on.
Yeah, Duggan and Rioli is the kind of word at the moment.
Ah, you're shitting me. That's fucked up one of my... Which team has it screwed up? One of my teams. Hang on.
So, bad news for Kamish Das.
Yes. So, is that Duggan? Is he got Duggan?
He had both. He picked up Rioli yesterday.
Oh, bugger. No good there. Anyway, so yeah, much for muchness, really. If they even get on the park.
I mean, if you're gonna drop a second round guy, you would think you at least get a guy that's possibly been dropped by someone else that was drafted. So he's picked up an undrafted player for the guy he picked up in the second round.
Hmm. Interesting.
Yep.
So Tom McDonald's disappearing after a very uninspiring start. And Team Awesome has decided to pick up Jeremiah Jones. He's had one good game against North Melbourne, and he's going to fix the forward line woes. Team Awesome, what are you thinking, buddy?
Yeah, look, I mean, Jones was great for me in round one. So, it's just whether he's going to kind of pull that out each week. So, good luck to him. I think he just had enough of T-Mac after two rounds already.
Fair enough. All right, so next up, DT87's onto the free agents. Shane Edwards has disappeared after a very lackluster start, averaging under 50, picking up the great man, Johnny Segler, who isn't in anyone's team at any stage at the moment.
No. So, that one didn't quite pay off for him there. I will see later on whether he's gone and re-picked up a mid or something else, I guess.
Yeah. So next up, Legless tried to get ahead of the game again because he's so smart. And he's dropped Ben Brown for Myers, who's not playing.
Yep, that is a red dot next to Myers, isn't it?
So I don't know. I'm assuming he's disappeared again, or is he? Yeah, so we'll get to that a little bit later.
Yep.
Next up, Slips dropped Will Setterfield and picked up Mark O'Connor, who's on he's an emergency, so he's not on the extended bench. He's not playing.
That's it. So, yeah, I mean, Slip, I think, was just chasing a defence option, perhaps. Yep. I think Setterfield was just in as a bit of mid-cover when he had the three big guns out last week.
Now, the next one here, you're going to have to help me with. All right, so Keeper Fritsch, the man that was kept by Slippery Gypsies, is just being summarily dumped to the sidelines for... Can you help me with this one, please? Can someone help me with the logic of Patrick McCartan? someone help me. Come on, someone help. You've got to have some sort of pony logic to apply to this. You got rid of a keeper for Patrick McCartan.
Well, I think first we need to acknowledge, I think that is the first keeper that's been dropped. So probably lesson learnt there for Slip and probably for anyone. If you're not sure on that 13th player, maybe don't kind of reach for someone who maybe isn't your 13th best just to try and cover that position, because it really did not work out, unfortunately.
Paddy McCartan. Talk to me about Patrick McCartan, how anyone would think he's a decent draft player.
I think the logic there is, I think he's there more for forward cover, but obviously having... DPP defence is handy, maybe. But he's pretty off scored right on 60s the first two rounds. What did he get to 9?
41.
41, okay, ouch.
Yeah.
Yeah, right, that's not great. I think he was seeing him as just a solid enough 60 that could sit on his bench.
Okay. Good work, Slip. Anyway, Team Awesome dropped Connor West for Battle of the Mullets and the Bad Hair Dude. Got rid of West and got picked up Ginny Van.
So yeah, Ginnivan, I think he's heard a little bit of hype, and I think didn't he have an AFL.com.au article or something the other day?
Oh, something about Corns didn't like something, I don't know. I sort of glossed over it.
Taking the fun out of the game.
That's it. So Ginny Van.
Good yeah. Work. Look,
73 as a forward. Yeah.
See if he picks it up.
Good as anyone else that's going around.
Yep.
And then Bailey J. Williams has been dropped by Stars for Free Willy, who's not so free anymore.
Did you skip someone?
Oh, no, I did there. I skipped a couple there. How did I manage to do that?
Oh, I think there's just a lot of eagles that are around, so you've just probably seen the wrong emoji.
There you go. Okay. Tyson Stengel. Oh, who would pick him up?
Yes. Honestly. Yeah. So what did Stengel get last week? Because he went nuts in round one. I'm guessing not very well.
Match stats in round two, he got 21.
Ooh, off 100 in round one.
So, yeah, I don't know. I mean, that was always on the cards. I mean, not 21, but gee, yeah. I mean, oh, that's just hit the guy in the head. He's an idiot. Just Stoinis has just hit someone in the crowd because he wasn't watching. Well, Jamie Cripps, he must be on the extended bench.
No, he's 3 to 4 weeks away.
Oh, okay. He's orange. Is that? I thought that meant he was on the extended bench, but okay.
No, it's because there's been no one.
Oh, he's the shoulder guy or something, isn't he?
Torres Peck.
Yeah, that's the one.
Yep.
So getting in early. Good work, Merker. Is Cripps a key forward?
For the Eagles at the moment?
Probably.
Possibly.
So then Merker's gone on a bit of a rampage and picked up someone who's not a key forward. He's dropped Mason Wood, who is an AFL footballer, and picked up James Rowe.
Yeah, so... been
pretty good in the first two.
Yeah, being not too bad, and he looks a bit like Rochelle, so
yep.
Can see why he'd do it.
Yep. Yeah, all good coaches have had him in his team at least once this year.
Yep.
And then now Free Willy, who's not so free, picked up by Stars.
Yep, dropped Bailey Williams, who I think had COVID at the start of the week, and now Rioli's got COVID.
It's a sharing and caring club at the West Coast Eagles.
Not taking it seriously.
Very not much, not taking it seriously. So next up, using an RFA on Will Setterfield, who was dropped during the week. What do we think of using, oh, that's a good catch. Will Setterfield, RFA, what do we think?
Well, he probably didn't need to, but he raised a good point in the chat.
Hang on. After all this crap all day, you're now admitting that Lanny might have had a point at some stage.
Oh, if he was RFA 11, it doesn't really matter if he's RFA 11 or RFA 12. And he was probably busy, so he thought, nah, fuck it, I'm just going to burn an RFA spot just to slide back to 12 and get the guy I want.
Fair enough. Yep.
Fair enough. The only question I wanted to raise here was, do we know when Kerner was drafted in the draft?
I could probably find that out.
If you could bring that up for me, that would be brilliant.
Do you want to keep doing the next one while I find it?
Sure. We'll come back to that. We'll let the listeners know what round Vipers dropped there as well. Then Dazed and Confused. He has been smashed by injuries.
Yes. I'm sure everyone else is really upset about that.
Yeah, they don't like to see someone who's had success come back to the field. So I think he's got his D1, his M1, and his F1 all out at the moment. So he's dropped Jamara Ugle-Hagan, who I don't think did a hell of a lot tonight.
No, I know he kicked a goal early and got off to a pretty quick start scoring-wise, but, round 9 for Kernley.
Yeah, okay, so got him relatively late, but I think the word was he was injured. So, I mean, yes. Once again, why would you draft him if he was injured to then drop him after two rounds?
That's a good question.
I don't think he knew he was injured.
Maybe the coach didn't know. Maybe the coach didn't do a lot of research.
Possibly not. Possibly not. But no, thank you for looking that up. Rourke Smith tonight as the Ugle-Hagan replacement with 33. So
would have been better off with Ugle-Hagan, who got 56.
Yes. So, and not Rourke great Smith's for Dazed.
Rourke Smith's a midfielder. Yikes.
Yeah. Yep. So, yeah, Dazed was, I think, too short in the mids tonight before the game. So that was his first move. What's the next one we got?
Legless has dropped the aforementioned Myers once the teams have come out and picked up someone else's trash with McDonald.
Yep. So, I mean, probably much of a muchness, and getting a green dot over a red dot is probably the right thing to do.
And speaking of red dots, old lunchmate has finally been dropped by Essendon after coaches have dropped him left, right and centre in the fantasy game. He's finally been dropped in real life.
Yeah, Polony Smith. So, wow, he hasn't he really stunk over the last two, 3 years?
Fallen off a cliff. And you could, you know, people used to make the argument, oh, at least he's doing good football-wise and doing his role well. Now, not so much, apparently.
No, so he's, yeah, really, really died in the ass. He's picked up Ben Brown, playing against Essendon, might go okay. He's had a 77 in round one and then a 34 last week against Gold Coast. So certainly not a sure thing.
A lot of dew up it. There's a lot of Stewie dew up at the Gold Coast.
There is. Although MCG on a Friday night isn't the driest place.
No. So we'll see how that goes for Vipers. Now,
This is interesting, this one.
Jake Riccardi is Gonski because he's been dropped from the team. And O'Driscoll. What team does O'Driscoll play for?
Fremantle Dockers.
And who's the coach that's picked him up?
Manic Monkeys.
All right. So with COVID rolling around WA like you wouldn't believe, do you reckon it'd be a fantastic idea to pick up Eagles and Dockers players?
As a owner with a lot of Eagles, it is fraught with danger.
Yes, as Stars is finding out now as well. So, interesting. He looked good for his first kick and a goal in AFL football. He joins the elusive club. And wonder if he'll make the cut on Sunday. Well, he might, because he might be the only one left standing.
I think the word is that he probably does get a spot. So, there was good raps on him in the preseason. So, not a bad little pickup.
And then the second coming of Jake Lloyd has been dropped by Port, Josh Finn. And Mannix got rid of him quicker than you could get rid of, I don't know. I don't know what you get rid of quicker than Josh Finn, but he's done it. And Joel Amati's in.
Yeah, so what did Amati get tonight?
Amati Party made 38.
38. So, yeah, he's probably not looping that in. So, let's just keep a mental note for future weeks whether Sin makes another appearance at Manic Monkeys.
I'm pretty sure he will. All right, and the scrambling continues for Dazed and Confused. The unicorn man, Nick Cox, has been dropped. Now, he was drafted at what position?
Quite late. I think he might have been 13th round, 12th round.
No, he was drafted at pick 84, which puts him in the end of the 7th.
Wow. Got him that early.
That early. And he is now sitting on the scrap heap. So there's someone to pick up a young star. DT87, Days, might get him back because he's up the top. So be interesting to see what happens. And Slips Boy, the keeper, has found a new team.
Yeah, so, I mean, Days has seen a opportunity to grab a keeper. And, it was time to get rid of Cox.
Yes. And it looks like the next one, our public service announcement about hitting the rubbish bin button, is too late to save DT87, who got rid of Todd Goldstein and picked up one of the 42 ruckmen from Geelong, Reece Stanley.
Yes. So, I think he's lost patience with Goldie. While you've got the draft list up there, where did he pick up Goldie?
Goldstein. Let me just have a look.
Is he the one you're referring to?
No.
It was worse.
Yep. I reckon by the end of the year, it'll most certainly be worse.
Yeah, interesting.
Who am I looking for? Who drafted him?
DT87.
DT. It starts with a D, doesn't it? There it is. So who are we looking for? Goldie was pick 18. Yikes. So, yes.
That's, I think, clubhouse leader now. even over Walters?
Or, I don't know. Maybe. But it started, I mean, yeah.
In terms of the earliest pick drop so far.
Oh, the pick draft. Drop. Yeah, maybe. I mean, Walters has taken
there's another 16. There's another very early one coming up.
Yes. So, what have we got here? So, next up, oh, Willie's gone again. And
what's Stars done here? He's picked him up twice.
Who's that?
You got it twice?
No, no, he's dropped Willie and picked up Luke Briest.
Let me send you a screenshot here. For me, it shows that he's picked him up twice. Have a look in your Facebook Messenger. That's weird.
Here we go. There.
I don't know. Maybe COVID's affected Willie.
COVID's infected your Willie.
He's
certainly only got him once. You got two. Well, who wouldn't want two Luke Briest in their team? That's all I can say. Who wouldn't want two of him?
I understand that Hawthorn atop the table.
That's it. Yeah, you've got your last game. 64 points. 64. Apparently, Port supporter actually almost tipped the margin correctly. Almost, he tipped a win in that game by 70 points. Oh, we kicked their ass.
They were disgraceful.
Yes, they were. And it was fun.
Do you reckon Russell Ebert would have been happy with that?
I would be rolling, turning, one would think. And last but not least, Dave's been confused. He's got rid of one of the hype preseason people, Zach Guthrie, who's been solid enough, I suppose, for Will Hoskin Elliott. I'm assuming he was struggling to make a team at this stage to drop him.
He was going to have to take the 33 from Rourke Smith.
Yikes.
So he had to either drop someone or take that. I personally thought he was going to drop Soldo.
Soldo.
Who, yeah, I don't think many people would have ran to get him, but
no.
And kind of hold Guthrie, but he's balls to the wall, he's dazed. He said, yep. No, I've seen enough of Guthrie, and even though I picked him up in the second round.
There's lots of early picks disappearing.
Yes, yeah, so we've got Walters. So second round might have been that danger round for everyone. We've lost three already now.
Lost three out of 12. So we've got, yeah, Walters, Goldie, and Guthrie. I've got two in there. Yeah, I'm not getting rid of mine in for a while. But
got any other dicey second round pickups?
No, I think the rest might be fine. Unless Hearn does an old man cast. Which he put, oh, he already has, hasn't he?
Not sure. Don't think so.
Did he play last week?
Yeah. Yep.
Can't remember that far back. I was still out celebrating the Hawks win and the fact that we were on top of the ladder. So, very interesting. So, that's a pretty busy week in balls to the wall. Oh, that's just a terrible shot by Cameron Green. That's a horrible shot. Out for 5 off 10 balls in the 45th over. That's poor form, Cameron. Anyway,
He's not a one-day player yet, mate. He's just there because they need a player in the team.
Yep. All right. So on the other side of the page, we'll get through all the things that may have happened or may be happening with the Whispers. Alrighty then, Pony, we've just gone through everything that has happened. What are the things happening in the balls to the wall world that may be happening in the near future?
So this week's been very much about people chasing midfielders. So Dazed and Confused has had a sniff around a few different people to see what he could get his hands on. So came to myself and was quite interested in Callan Ward. But, yeah, kind of what was being offered, not
really interested.
Not really good enough. It was just kind of a pick. that didn't really interest me. He also visited Manic, trying to have a sniff around some mids, and Manic was quite keen to offer him Brad Crouch.
Right.
But apparently the asking price from Manic was quite high, so so that didn't get done. And obviously we've just heard that Dazed has instead decided to just raid the free agency.
Raid the free agency.
Yep. So that was kind of number one. Number two, then Dream Team 87 has had a little chat with Slippery Gypsies to try and acquire a mid.
Right. He does know he's talking to Slippery Gypsies, and he's unlikely to trade until the 11th hour.
Yes. So, yeah, that one hasn't gone very far at this stage. I think Slip's still thinking. So so that's quite interesting. Dream Team 87, while he's been waiting for Slip, I believe may have approached Legless.
Oh, God. He's got to be desperate, doesn't he?
So, yeah, not too sure how they got on with their discussions. I think Dream Team 87 kind of, his offering, by the way, is kind of a forward and maybe a pick, depending on what the mid is. So, I think he visited Legless.
Legless loves doing a trade for a mid, forward. He loves it.
Yeah, but apparently, like, nothing's done yet, so he mustn't have liked the deal. So that was interesting. And then Aussie Merker, I believe, has been contacting people in the league as well. So,
right. I'm a bit surprised about that. He keeps telling me how busy he is at work, and he's working to all hours of the evening trying to keep up with shit. Surprised he's got time to actually find time to offer, make deals.
Yeah, so what have we got here? Sorry, just going back to my Whispers list. So he actually went to Dazed looking for a mid.
All right.
So quite funny, because obviously Dazed...
May's gone everywhere else to get one, yep.
Dazed was going elsewhere to try and find a mid, and he's gone there. So Aussie Merker was trying to chase Zach Merritt.
Yep.
And apparently offered up what he would say would be quite a decent deal, but Dazed was playing hardball. So decent deal that was being offered was either Harms and Norton or Dylan Scheel and Rowe.
Right.
For Zach Merritt.
Yeah, I'm not taking that.
So, there's a pick as well. So whether that's a second or a first.
Interesting.
But, Day said, nah, sorry, Merritt's not for sale. So that was interesting. Merker also hit up Legless.
Oh, he's got to be desperate.
So interesting. Legless hasn't pulled a trade. He's had people contacting him.
Well, you know what it is? Fucking Wi-Fi in the car park's not that fucking strong. And it keeps dropping out as he's about to accept all these deals. That's what it'll be.
Possibly. The poor man's just, he's tired, and people are hassling him with trade offers. Usually he'd lap them up.
That's it. Trying to strike while the iron's hot and so, the legless isn't.
So Aussie Merker was chasing Hopper, and I think there was someone else that he was chasing as well from Legless. But, yeah, no deal.
Well, seriously, though, I mean, the problem with Hopper, he's on one leg, isn't he? You got a sore leg. I mean, the man's name's
I think he's out till... mid-season now, the bye.
But seriously, though, if your name's Hopper and you can't play on one leg, what's the point of you?
It's a shame for Legless. A real shame.
So, anyway, I'm glad my joke went well there. That's good.
You need the stars here, mate.
Yeah. All right.
Stars. I'll let that one slide.
Tell ya. Some of my best work.
And... He approached Manic Monkeys as well for a mid. So Manic had a couple of people come to him. So with Manic, though, they were talking Seb Ross. But then Manic was asking for quite a high draft pick for Seb Ross. So Berker wasn't too keen on that.
How high?
Oh, I'm guessing either a first or a second for Seb Ross.
Back in the day, I almost had a deal done with the third before we can't trade non-keepers. I had a deal for him. But anyway, that was the third.
You were quite shocked when you heard that, oh, no, you can't trade non-keepers.
No, I wasn't shocked. It's just a stupid rule. Because if you're keeping stuff, then you don't trade them because they're called keep means you retain, not trade. Trade means exchange and get rid of what you have and get something else in. They're two very different words.
Oh, and anyway. I believe, from what Legless told me, it was Dusty Martin and Hopper that Aussie Merker was inquiring about off him.
I honestly wouldn't be touching Dusty with a 10-foot pole. I don't reckon. He'd be lucky to come back, I reckon.
It's looking pretty dicey.
Yeah. Well, he's got nothing to prove to anyone on the football field. And, yeah, he got two or three Norm Smith medals? Three Norm Smiths?
Yep.
And obviously three. Yeah, he doesn't have a lot to prove to anyone.
No.
Unless he wants to do it to himself. But, yeah, I wouldn't be, that would be very low ball offers for Dusty coming from my way. But, I think Paul Eglis might be stuck with a lemon.
Yeah, it's an interesting one because remember Fife and Martin got swapped for each other between Dazed and Legless.
Where's Fife now?
Fife then got dropped and ended up at Dream Team 87, and then Martin's burning a hole in Legless's pocket. So
yeah,
they both didn't really do much for their coaches. I mean, obviously Legless is half a chance that he might get something more from Martin, but he's half a chance he never plays again.
That's it. Yeah. All right.
And that's it for the market, mate.
Oh, it's busy. It's all happening. You can tell the season's in full swing now. We were very, very quiet the last week, just all settling in the first couple of weeks, but it's all guns firing.
Well, it's very much, like I said earlier on, it's very much people have realised there is no mids out there. When Rourke Smith is the mid getting picked up,
you're in a bit
off
of
the pre-angelist, there is fucking no mids.
That
so,
is correct.
So yeah, either have mids or you don't. So if you got mids at the moment, you're feeling pretty
hanging
good.
Hanging on to them for dear life, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Very good. All right, mate. Well, thank you very much for that. And looks like Itchy and Scratchy have just landed, so it'll be out shortly.
Fantastic. I look forward to listening in the middle of the night.
Excellent.
All right, mate. Take it easy.
Yep.
See ya.
Well, wake me when the show starts.
It's already been on a while.
Wake me when it's over.
Good evening, stars.
Lucas, how are we?
We're good, but we're gonna get cracking. We're gonna do rapid fire.
Yep, we are full speed ahead tonight because we have got a talkative bub. So
we've got a small human that needs to be engaged. So, Thursday night footy, let's get cracking into the first game.
I love a Thursday night footy and I love a doubleheader Friday night.
Yeah, it's great. So, Slippery Gypsies versus Dazed and Confused. I'll go through Slip. He's had an absolute mare tonight. He'll be filthy. So
he hasn't been very happy in the chat. So
no, he's been struggling. Very down, very, very down, and understandably so. I mean, when you've got Jake Lloyd pumping out a 93 and Bailey Smith doing a 108, that's garbage. That's not good. That's not going to win you games fantasy.
I can understand his frustration there.
Yeah, that's gross. Look, rest of his defense, I think we've talked about it, is pretty solid. He needs Liam Baker to turn up this week. Prized pick four, mate. Put in. Big inclusion this week with Matt Chera coming back from the health and safety protocols. I noticed he was on the bench, though, for Will Setterfield. So, interesting, bold prediction there by Bossy.
It won't last long.
I don't think that's going to work.
You wouldn't want to give up Will Safer, though, would you?
Yeah, no, seems silly. They'll put him on the field. The midfield's looking a bit better this week with Bailey Smith coming in, but he'll be still a little bit frustrated with Elliot Yeo, which was supposed to be a 1-2 weeker, and we're up to round 3 now, and he's still a couple of weeks away. But
it's like last year all over again.
Yeah, well, boo-hoo. Jared Witts has been bloody good. I've got him in Classic, and he's been really consistent. And then the forward line, Dylan Moore's been awesome. Bailey's been a bit up and down. I mean, hopefully Pye Hawkins turns up this week. And he's got Tabanar. So has he gone the early loop there, or do we know if Tabby might potentially get up?
I think, I mean, you put McCartan on the forward line, see what he does. 41 oh, yeah. was poor, and then I think he'll make the adjustment going forward tomorrow. But having said that, what do you make? Who do you put in?
Well, he's got a few options. He's got Pickett and, he's got Pickett. He's got Pickett, and it depends. Tabby, they're saying Tabby might be fit, so who knows? What have we got on the other side?
Don Green thing says no. On the other side, Daz confused. Absolutely hit by the injury hammer this week. A few big outs. But, oh, wait, wouldn't want to be him. But as he does, he's quiet, calculated, and gets the job done. So Nick Blakely at 106 tonight looked the goods in that role.
Yep, he's liking it. He's got that down pack.
Quainer and Cumming to come in. Heppel needs to lift, and Jake Kelly's probably not a fancy option, no, but he's just a player that is best 22. He's going to play. He will get some of the ball coming back. Midfield, the Bont. Love him.
Looks so sore, good. But he's obviously bounced back.
Kicked that goal, the game-winning goal in the last few minutes there, so that helps handy points. The Guns, Drew, Boak, Oliver. You got James Rowbottom, 53. Doesn't quite get done, does he?
No, that's a bit disappointing. But it was a bit of a rank night for kind of some of the Sydney midfielders.
Hossam Elliott and Curtis Taylor isn't really this the names that we expect from Days Confused to be fielding, unfortunately.
Yeah, warm bodies, take it.
Nate the Tank in the ruck spot, get the job done. Nick Martin, the RFA. The first RFA of the season should be good. Now, Bailey Fritsch, rumour has it that the exit meeting from the Gypsies didn't go down too well.
No, look, there was, by all accounts, there was a big spray there. And, look, Dazed has shown that he can recycle players. He is the Sydney Swans of AFL fantasy, and he can really pick blokes up and turn their careers around, really.
I think Bailey might have a point to prove against his former coach.
I think so.
Sean Higgins is a big inclusion. Managed last week, apparently, after one game.
Yeah, you get time. Come back.
Yeah, well, he's 35, 36, how old we are. Should come back for the better. Fortunately, that bench is looking absolutely shocking. We'll see how he goes.
I didn't mind the cheeky attempt at, you know, a Rourke Smith. You never know. He could have jagged something.
You never know. So he must have dropped.
Look, I'm going slick every day of the week here. If you can't win this one, you can't win anything.
Can't beat Dave's. It is the weakest point of his career. You can't beat him at all. So we're going slip. Next up, we've got Aussie Merker versus Matt Geelong Vipers.
Yeah, geez, this is, it's going to be, I mean, Geelong Vipers has really been giving everyone the shits this week. So sure I think he needs
But, he knows everything, Vipers.
Speaking to experience, he definitely needs some sleep. Moving over, so let's have a look. Aussie Merker sitting on the live ladder first, if you don't mind. Just, you know, the COVID monster is ripping through us. Bailey Dale tonight had a really good 81. Adam Treloar's 88 was pretty respectable. Frustrating that he wasn't players forward, because an 88 as a forward is an absolute godsend.
He might need some midfielders.
He has so been.
Anyone with spare midfielders, hit up Aussie Merker. You've got a buy there.
I've got heaps of spare midfielders on my bench that are dead. So, yeah, the rest of that midfield, Ben Keys is having a blinder. Luke McDonald and Shield's returned, it looks like, so that's a big inclusion. Jordan Clark's been absolutely stinky. And Harms and Jordan, 50-50, but they should score well against Essendon. Brody Grundy coming up against no ruck at Geelong will dominate. And Mitch Lewis, what a find he's been. Absolutely. Can he continue the form?
Or not. He plays for Hawthorn.
Yeah, he's versing a tough team in Hawthorn. Oh, no, wait, he is from Hawthorn. Speaking of not facing a tough team, Harry Mackay. So this was my, you know, gut feel this week. I just got a feeling that Sam Frost will give up points.
Is he in the article?
He is in the article. I just got this vibe. Mackay's looking in ripping form at the moment. James Rowe, love it. Good pick up there. He stole that from AJS Hawker. Max King was bloody good last week. And then Charlie Curnow. So big trade there. He got Charlie Curnow, and I don't mind it. Forwards are hard to come by.
I don't mind it at all. And he's got the Aaron Norton emergency on the bench. So Aaron Norton has the potential to be an absolute gun. Bags, but he can go quiet. So a wise move to put him on the bench. See what happens. If he goes bananas, you can easily loop. 47, you're not taking that, so you'll put someone else on.
Yeah, very smart.
Last week.
And then Jack Lukosius has been probably disappointing there as the defender emergency.
Which call.
Sharp's probably been a little bit disappointing as well, so that those guys have got to bounce back, you'd think.
You're right, though, after his huge call last week is the emergency, so we'll see if he makes money.
Yeah, well, he didn't even get looped in last week. That's how arrogant being top of the ladder makes you.
When you win, you win. No one cares about who you score what, as long as you get the big W.
That's right. Speaking of having a win, who we got on the other side?
Love is up and about somehow. He's got a win. Look out, everyone. Doesn't he like to crow about it? Fence looking average at best. I mean, you got Darcy Tucker, Jody McGovern on the field. McGovern plays for West Coast. So Tucker plays for Frio. Who fucking knows?
Big call fielding two of his keepers this week. I reckon that's a brave move.
It's not like Vipers to field keepers. He likes to go to his draft. He's a very strong drafter, as we know.
That's well, he just picks the eyes out of it.
Midfield's where it's at. Cripps, O'Meara, Noah Anderson, Dangerfield, Centrefield.
Good pick up, Centrefield. 76 points last week. Shouldn't have been on the waiver.
Actually, he shouldn't have been on the waiver. Josh Dunkley, 132. Thank you very much. Yeah. Do you take that in the classic?
Absolutely. He's just, I should almost just start captaining him, even if he's got the early game. He's just going that well.
Put that in your article. Dinner plates, Max Gawn. Hopefully he takes a few more grabs this week.
Oh, look, he's a very handy R2, though.
Very handy. Cogs, Morrison, Rioli, Ryan and Brown make up the forward line. A few nice names there. I don't want to speak about Cogs because, you know, taboo subject.
Morrison's been solid. Rioli was good last week, unfortunately. Yes. 56 round one and then pumped out 100 last week.
Good. If you, off the waiver, I think, a 76 average. And Ben Brown can bob up for a few goals.
Yep, I don't mind that. I think, you know, as your F4, F5 this round, I think it's pretty handy. Does he loop Will Hayward's 73, though, so Brown pumped out a 34 last week and Ryan, with the potential COVID risks, do you loop the 73?
Think so. You might not have an option with Liam Ryan.
Yeah.
The COVID. Who knows? So you might just take it. So good to have that score on the bench, regardless.
And look, he's banking on. So Tom Phillips has been the sub 2 weeks in a row and come on, and he's banking on that again there with the emergency.
Yeah. Who's going to win this? Because can we handle Geelong Vipers winning two in a row? I can't. So I'm going Merker.
Yeah, I'm going Merker. Although the projections having been.
Yeah, don't worry about the projections. Just worry about what we have to deal with at the end of it.
Yeah, so Aussie Merker all the way.
Please, Merker, do us a favour. Win.
All right, what do we got?
AJS Hawker versus Manic Monkeys. Has to be called Hawker these days because the bye apparently is a bit offensive and you get slapped for that.
Oh, you get a Will Smith, do you?
Yeah.
Let's call him AJS Black Catter then.
Can't say that word either. Can't say black.
Okay, well, just Catter. So, look, going into his defence, Nick Haynes was really good last week, pumped out a 99 or a 90-plus. Stephen May's solid without being offensive. Blixav's the same. Will Day looks to be an inclusion this week, and that's a big inclusion in that defence there for Hawker.
We like Will Day, don't we?
Yep, I like Day. I think it's good to get him on board.
Plays on the wing, leaves the half back to Scrimshaw. Leave the kicks to the elite kickers.
That's right. Just go and sit on a wing somewhere.
Yeah, just go somewhere else. Anywhere else.
Going into the midfield, there's a lot of guns here. So Tom Mitchell, I'm expecting him to have a big game this week.
That was a loose word, isn't it?
What was that?
It was a loose word.
Yeah, look, Matt Rao needs to bounce back. 100 round one, then 50 last week. Liberatore, 81 tonight, you'll take that. Josh Kennedy, again, it's one of these, I'm going to grab this player because he might get DPP. Well, if he's going to churn out that crap, you can keep your DPP.
Yeah, it's not good.
And then Schoenberg will need to bounce back as well because he was putrid for the Crows last week.
Ah, that's weird. That's Roothead, some might say.
Scott Lysett should be good for a run, especially against the crabby Crows. Errol Goulden tonight was bloody tasty. He was 79. And then the rest of that forward line, he's actually got a really strong forward line with Higgins, Gunston, Powell, Perkins.
Supposed to be a late in. You're North Melbourne. He's best 22.
Yep. Absolutely, he is. You're not looping Campbell's 51, and you're not looping Dylan Stevens' 38. Now,
just in case.
I was copping it this week about how good Hawker's young swans were going, and he was really up.
You were copping it, boy. Interesting.
He was telling me just how good they are and absolute quality, burning the house down. Well, guess what, Hawker? Come back down to earth, mate. 38 and 51 is poo from keepers.
Funny how this chat works. Moving on.
And then Finlay McRae as well. Another just.
Didn't they debut Reece McGinnis?
I was told that Finlay is better and was better in their VFL.
They're not playing it. They're playing Finn McGinnis for his first game, so.
Yeah, but McRae was better.
Yeah, right. Moving on.
Moving on. All right, switching over to the other side of the fence.
Would you believe Heath Chapman, the young Freo player,
will he be in or out?
Along with Nathan O'Driscoll, a good young Freo player in defence.
Yep, just got some quality Freo players.
So good players there. Unfortunately, Manic has the eye for talent, and I think he's shown that throughout the last few years. So
I can't keep them all.
Tom Stewart is a gun. Luke Ryan is going to absolutely chop against Waffle West Coast. Witho and Will Powell, not a bad defence there. Tuk-tuk, unlucky pony. Steak knives in the trade. Is it the sharpest set of steak knives you've ever seen?
Oh, I think it's probably the most beautiful set of steak knives. I think it was a part of the Dersma deal as well, which probably burns a little.
That really hurts. He's not even best 22. How'd you be?
Sure. No, that's...
Crouches in. Tim Kelly, fingers crossed, he is in. We don't know with COVID. Sarong also, we don't know with COVID. Didn't train today. We'll see how he goes. Matt Kennedy, it just looks spectacular.
What does it mean for Walsh and Chera?
We do have all of them playing this week, so we'll see how we go. They do play Hawthorn, who gave up a fuck ton of fancy points to...
to the Port.
Yes, they still lost. Port was still lost. But
look, and I don't buy into that. You can't fit four mids. Like the four midfielders can score in one team.
Nice and lucky, Brian. We're good. Sean Darcy's a big question mark. Just he would be absolutely dominating. He wasn't so injury prone.
Yeah, well, he's so fat. You try and put 120 kilos in any joint.
Can't put on that sort of weight. But question mark. He did play out the game. Hopefully, he's okay. We'll see how we go. Forward line, Saidi, Degoe, Georgie, Rochelle, and Cam Rayner. There's a forward line.
Very good forward line.
Yeah, when most of the people are fielding key forwards, they are players that are playing on the ball, which is what you want.
They all run through the middle.
And looking at his reserves, he's got covers for most lines. Joel Amati was an FA pickup, 38. Probably not what you wanted for him, but it's still a heartbeat.
No, you take the punt. Take the punt. For a loop.
Wow. We've got projected Hawker to get 13-19, Manic Monkeys to get 14-12.
Manic will break the drought and get a win here.
I mean, like Vipers, can we have Hawker with two wins in a row?
No.
No, we cannot have that. Manic, get it done.
Manic, get it done. All right, moving on. Oh, geez. All right.
This is Legolas. Projected
Legolas by 9.
13-93 versus Disposables, who, as he does, doesn't start early. He's on zero at the moment, but projected to be a 14-71. Talk about your team coming with two losses. What a team we have here. Josh Rotham, SBS in defense. Any word on them being on them playing?
Oh, fuck knows. Well, I'm assuming if they're at team Legolas, it's a no.
Caleb Daniel is one of your premium defenders, 68. Did they get it done?
No, poop.
Nope. And Short and Whitford have shown they are absolute trash. So pretty Mercuresque garbage defense there.
Garbage. Right,
you have Jack McRae, premium.
Garbage. Just took the last quarter off.
But you do have some decent options there. Crouch, McGrath, Barry, Robinson, Adams, Lockie, Scholl. Yep. Confidence? Are we confident in that?
No.
Okay. Rolly O'Brien. Maybe Giraffe. You good?
Yeah, there's a lot of wing and prayer required.
Tom Sparrow, you're playing him on the field, interesting. Bold call. Oh, the
options are limited.
Chad Wingard, are you not nervous about him having another hamstring?
Well, that's why I've made sure I have an emergency forward.
And Max Holmes. He's scoring well.
Yep. Yeah, options are limited. There's not a lot of options.
Look at the team levels. Look at the with that midfield and you have Lockie Hunter as a 112.
Yep. Look, he needed a spray and he got the spray he needed and he turned up this week.
I have to say he'll be looped.
Yes.
Then you got a team
that 112 will probably be better than two of my mid score together.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, some holes there in the old team Legolas. It shows with the two losses in ninth position.
It's going to be Owen. So going over to the other side, look, let's be honest, there's going to be a belting. Hall, Sinclair, Dawson, Richard, Burton.
I've had a belting from Disposables. I believe it was DTA 7's had a, well, not a belting, but a loss to Disposables, and he is on fire.
Yep, this is going to be, so, you know, he's got two defenders averaging 100, or just under.
Yes.
So, yeah, 108 and 100. So, yeah, this is going to be ugly. Going into the midfield, just, I mean, I'll be pretty happy if Brayshaw just scores 100 after his effort last week.
Green, next to him, surely.
Green, Bynes, Lipinski, Simpkin, Parfitt, Selwood. I mean, when Selwood's your M7, you're going all right.
Yeah, what a country.
Rowan Marshall was very, very bloody good the last few weeks. And then the fourth.
But they play three rucks this week. St Kilda.
I hope they do. Fantastic. I really hope they do. I hope they all get rotated mainly on the bench, but mainly Marshall. Forward line, Butters, Battle, just guns. And then, you know, Danaher against North, he'll bucket it up. Ben Ainsworth's been really solid, this probably, you know, averaging 70+. And then Bruin's been named on the ball. So, yeah, look, again, when you've got Ash and Langdon as your Ash, Langdon and Rosie as your three emergencies. Yeah.
Were they all keepers?
Yep. No, Langdon wasn't, but yeah. Was
Rosie a keeper?
Yep. Embarrassment of riches.
Arrogance.
Absolute embarrassment
of riches. The 1700 in danger here.
Absolutely. This is gonna be a fucking belting. Yeah. This is gonna be horrible.
What fart?
I'm not watching. I'm actually not gonna watch much footy this weekend. I'm just gonna go out and do some gardening.
Sheffield Shield.
I'll watch the cricket.
Why not? All right, next game we've got Ponyfish Islanders versus your truly Stars FC.
Okay, so you go through Pony and then I'll go through the bye. I mean, Stars.
Yeah. Pretty for Shiloh's. Absolutely kissing the dick here with Brad Maynard back. In conclusion.
Doug.
Crispy showed in classic terms of why you don't drop your premiums. He was back last week. Perryman Hayden Young, breakout game, absolutely dominating. It was not hand pass, just kick the fucking ball. That's what you want from fantasy. And Riley Bonner, it's a nice little inclusion there as your D5. Midfield, Chad Warner tonight, 79.
Yep.
Not quite what you want, but as your worst midfielder.
Yeah, not bad.
Does it matter? Nope. Yeah, Josh Kelly, Rory Laird's the big in. Only a week into, 2 weeks into the season, he's in.
Yep.
James Orker looks like a 55-year-old playing the other week, but managed to score a huge 130-odd. He's been named, which is good. Gaff, is he in?
Well, he had a foot, not COVID last week, so he could still have COVID this week. We'll
find out later on tomorrow. Callum Ward and Cochin, two old Warriors that won the old fantasy game. Big O was in. Do you play Big O or do you play Nick Nat?
Oh, I just think arrogance. You've traded for the guy. You've got to have him in.
Go has shown last week that he is the number one rock, so get him in. Borderline, Jaden Stevenson's in. I think out of necessity almost, because that's he's not really
warm body.
Bit disciplined action there.
But he's got probably the best ruck in the competition, or second best ruck in the competition in his forward line.
Second best ruckman Luke Jackson is going to send Gorn to the bench, and he's the man now going forward. Look out. Zach Fisher, and Nash has been very good.
Yep. No, you'd be happy with Nash's output.
And there is nothing on the you've got Jack Bowie on the bench for defense. Nice little pick up there. Dersmar best 22, so he has options with the midfield with Polak.
And Connor Mack.
Nick Nat is the emergency, and Jack Darling is the forward emergency. So there is depth there in case of any unwanted outs.
All right, switching over to the other side. So Scrimshaw, your defence has been hit a little bit, so you've got Patton on the field. I'm assuming, yes, you're not going to be looping Jure because Duggan reportedly went playing. Going into the midfield, I mean, you had the same problem I had tonight. Your premium midfielder just didn't turn up.
He was thereabouts, but just didn't score the points. So started off well, and the 78 is what he ended up with, which is pretty trash.
Yeah, that's garbage. But Sam Walsh, the real cream will rise. As you said, what the Hawks were able to give up last week, Sam Walsh will dominate that. McCluggage against North should be a really tasty matchup. Ellis will be interesting. Viney should dominate Essendon, but you've got two mid forwards in your midfield, so yeah,
not good. Desperate times here.
Do you need a midfielder?
Is McRae available? I can give you a good forward.
He's locked out.
Sure.
I'll take Taranto.
Yes, you would. He's not a midfielder, he's a forward.
Yeah, but you said you've got good forwards to trade me. Speaking of good forwards.
Lob.
Tim English, absolute gun, 138. The doubters have all eaten their fucking hats.
Yep.
I haven't heard Pony mention his rude head once this season, so he's obviously just...
Yes, put that in your pup and smoke it, Pony Fish Islanders.
Yeah, that's right.
Rude head, 138. How do you like trashing that?
Trashing him for the last two seasons, bloody eat that. Tim Taranto, just a lazy bloody average of 115. Isaac Heaney, another 95 tonight. He looked like he was having a quiet game, but he still just accumulates points. You're hoping Lobb plays, and Martin should be. He's on the extended
gun.
Bench, but
is he gun?
He'll play. Jura, you won't be looping. Swallow, you'll be hoping you don't have to use. And Luke Bruce, I actually liked as a cheeky little FA pickup.
It's a heartbeat on the bench.
Look, I actually think you're going to get the job done here against
Payne. Pretty for Islanders make up numbers this year, isn't he?
Yep, I think you're going to get the job done.
Okay, we'll move on to next week. Upwards and onwards. This game's good. GT87 versus Team Awesome. Bit of a grudge match this one, isn't it?
And there's only 14 points in the projections. There's
a few rivalries in this league, and this is one of the bigger ones.
It is. You know, they're all friends, all peace and love and war.
All happy until they're playing against each other, and then they go absolutely feral.
Come out. So in the back line, I think this is one of the better performing back lines, to be honest, now that Williams has turned up. Hind, Houston, Hearn, Williams and Saad. I'm expecting the two Carlton boys again to potentially rack up some numbers, and Houston against the Crows should rack up some numbers as well. Going into the midfield, geez, Lockie Neal has just—he's just got his second wind, and he is gassy.
Look at his playing North Melbourne. Look out!
That's going to be huge. Cam Guthrie against Collingwood. He's still averaging 85-86 Guthrie, so I'd have no concerns there.
One Guthrie that is playing.
Yeah, that's right. Oh no, was Zach Guthrie dropped?
Yeah, that's a shame.
Oh dear. Oh well, he drafted Blakey though, so he got one right. Luke Parker's 75 was probably disappointing tonight, but then the rest of that midfield is bloody good. Fiorini, Greenwood, Pendlebury, Will Brody, you'd want in your forward line. Reece Stanley, I don't trust as far as I can throw him. But then the rest of that forward line, so moving into the forward line, sorry, Neil Bourne's been going bananas. Lockie Weller's back, and Tristan Cherry, the number one ruck at North, if you don't mind. Yeah, I like it. Who's he looping there?
Buddy Franklin for 95. Lock and load.
Oh, so that's why he's got a premiership.
Thoughts on the Ruckman situation there, Legos?
What, the fact that he's got a handful of them?
A lot of rucks without much scoring. Reece Stanley is the man. Just sort
is
of.
Is he on Goldie?
He's been dropped to the waiver wire.
Huh.
I think he is just waiting for week six when who is old mate? Cherry gets the right status. That's the
point. Oh, and I didn't mind the pick up of Segler. That was smart. We've got the handcuff with Stanley there now. What have we got on the other side?
Tim Awesome. Who we got in the defense here? So Sam Doherty had an absolutely blind last week, averaging 100, coming back from his health issues, is looking fantastic. Just put the ball in his hands. Same thing for long-term injury. James Sisley is back, looking fantastic. Hewitt doesn't quite have the kicking game, but he gets so much of the ball, it doesn't matter. Tommy Cutler and Darcy Byrne-Jones can pop up for a huge score on his day. So nice little defense there. The midfield, led by Jack Steele, Carl Amon, Redden. Dacos showed a lot of what he can do last week. Caldwell, Horn Francis and James Warple. Probably a little bit down on the Warple this year.
Yeah, I own him in another league and that's been a kick in the dick. He's just...
So we'll see how he goes. Now, we've got Max Lynch as a does not play this round. He's looping in the Tom Hickey 66 injury affected game. Do you take that? I think you just run with it.
Well, yeah. What are you going to do? What else have you got?
You could trade for a ruckman, but we'll be in touch later tonight.
1 o'clock.
The forward line, Graham. So Gresham, Silvani, Big Boy McAvoy, Jamie Elvett, and Jamie Jones from West Coast.
Good pick up Jones plays. He was really good round one. And Gresham, I thought, has been awesome as well.
It's not a bad little forward line there. The issue is he's just got no one on the bench at the moment. It's mostly red dots.
Yeah, look, DT87 is going to get the job done here and maintain his majority dominance.
I think he will, unfortunately. One of the top teams at the moment. That's it.
Well, we got through it, and I didn't have a dummy spit, at least from my child.
That was a record time. Normally, you do have one or two dummy spits, but look, here we're done.
Yeah. Congratulations, Stars, on the win. And call me Owen.
Yep. Owen 3. Start the jokes. Knock, knock.
Is it?
Oh, I don't know. I'll find it out. All right. Cheers, Lucas. I'll catch you later.
See you, boss.